Into the arms of Ben Barber. Barber out to Percival, to Regan Grace. And that is easy. Easy, easy, easy move from the scrum. And Regan Grace gets the first 4 points of the afternoon. And St Helens have opened the scoring. And they lead by 4-0. Easy as you like. And that's exactly what he did. 12 minutes gone. Danny Richardson about to attempt the conversion. Make it 6-0. Here comes Richardson. It's a round the corner style. And it's good. 6-0 to St Helens. We have played just under 14 minutes here into the centre of the field, and again trying to run across the field, and they do, and oh my word, well, that is ridiculous. That is one of the worst tries you'll ever see, because unbelievably Mark Percival decided to pass the ball outside, but he didn't realise Tom Johnston was stood there. It's a gift for Wakefield. They still trail by 6-4, but and Liam Finn now will look to add the extras. Finn looks to add the extras, and it does, so we're level. 6 points apiece. But this is the last. Barber outside to Percival. Percival's on the way. Percival to Lomax. And that's a great try. A great St Helens try on the power play. They could have kicked. I thought John Wilkin was going to kick, but the ball went out wide. And then back inside. It didn't go to Regan Grace this time. Percival with the break. Inside to Johnny Lomax. And Saints are back in front. They lead by 10-6. Richardson does that on the extras. 12-6 here at the Totally Wicked. 15 to go into the first half. Barber is into the arms of Makinson. It's that back. Does the referee say it's a try? Danny Richardson's over. Now they're going to check this on the replay. I think there's a hint of offside. There's a hint of a knock on. But dearie, dearie me. The big screen says decision due. You're going to see the roulette wheel. And this could be an extension of the lead for Saints. And that wasn't the best of tricks, but it's come up with a try. And with 6 minutes to go until half-time, they have extended their lead. It is Richardson, and they now lead by 16-6. Stood behind the ball to add on the conversion. So here's Richardson to add the extras. Third kick of the game for him. And it's good. 18-6 now in favour of St Helens. Richardson, oh, that was high. That was high from Ashurst. Richardson goes down, and that's a penalty. An easy one for the referee to give. They love those. And Richardson, easy as you like, adds on the two. His fourth kick of the game, and it is 20-6 in favour of St Helens. And there's the half-time hooter. Good first half for St Helens. The league leaders looking for their 10th win in a row. Switching the ball out wide. Good break here from Wakefield. It's Matty Ashurst, only 200th appearance. It's inside, and Ryan Hampshire scores the first try of the second half. Wakefield back in the game. They trail by 20-10. Here's Liam Finn then to add on the extras. And he does so. And it's at 20-12 in favour of St Helens. As they go down the left-hand side, it's a little kick up from Hampshire. Not the best one, but it's a try for Wakefield. Ben Barber didn't catch it, and Wakefield are back in it. Try for Wakefield. It's 20-16, the scoreline. And I think it was Jacob Miller. Finn adds the extras, 3-3 for him tonight. And it is a 2-point ball game here live on Proper Sport at the Totally Wicked Stadium. It's St Helens 20, Wakefield at Trinity 18. As Mason Caton-Brown waits at dummy half. Well, recently, no, Mason Caton-Brown's over! Mason Caton-Brown from dummy half. Saints are napping. It's 3 tries in a row for Wakefield, and they now lead by 20-22. Finn with the extras, or curls it inside the post. No, he doesn't. Goes wide. I thought that was over, but the referee says no. But Wakefield lead by 22-20. And they get the ball back outside to Anakin. Tips the ball off to Tupu. Tupu to Johnston! Tom Johnston is in! He's second of the game. He had to do more work this time. And it's 4 tries in a row for Wakefield. They lead by 26-20. Liam Finn lines up the extras. Wakefield 6 points in front. Fans behind the post. Oh, it hits the post. So Finn misses, and it's still 20 points to 26. St Helens looking dangerous here now with 12 minutes left. They're looking for the line, and they're over! Try, St Helens! It's 28 points to 26. Jamie Richardson adding the extras this time. Can he make it a four-point ball game? He's Richardson to add the extras. And does this time. It's 30 points to 26. And Saints are back on top. He thinks he's over. He is over. It's a try for St Helens. And Zebtea puts them further in front. Richardson to tag on the extras. And Richardson screws that one wide. Not a good attempt. 34-26. 3 minutes 30 left on the clock. They lead by 34 points to 26 as Zebtea gets a standing ovation from some of the Saints fans around us. Arona gets it to Miller. Ball stolen one-on-one. And it's Mark Percival to seal the ball game. One-on-one ball seal. Nothing wrong with that. Mark Percival under the red, under the black dot. And it is... Well, we're getting a video referee. Nope. No try, and booze around the ground. As Miller gets the ball, it's tipped on to Lynn. Lynn in the corner, he's knocked the ball on, has he? A try. It's a try for Wakefield after all that. Now, they're not taking the conversion. And here's the hooter. Saints 34, Wakefield 30.